Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. In our story so far, the prophet, Elijah, confronts Ahab, the king, and declares a drought upon Israel due to their idolatry. God then sends him to a ravine, where ravens feed him. The brook dries up, and God instructs Elijah to go to the Phoenician city of Zarephath. There, he meets a widow who has very little food. Still, Elijah entreats her to make him a cake. Miraculously, her supplies never run out. Later, the widow's son falls ill and dies. Elijah prays, and the boy is brought back to life. Elijah stays with the widow, and they are provided for by God. As time passed, the drought deepened, and the people grew increasingly discontented. Some began questioning whether Baal and Asherah, the gods of the Phoenicians, the Moabites, the Ammonites, and the Canaanites, were as powerful as Ahab and Jezebel declared them to be. When the royal couple could not find Elijah, they turned on other prophets. Some were killed, others were tortured, and some even renounced allegiance to Elohim for fear of what might befall them. At that time, the governor of Ahab's household was a man named Obadiah. Despite being in the service of a king who had turned away from the worship of the true God, Obadiah remained faithful to Elohim. When Queen Jezebel ordered the execution of the prophets of God, Obadiah hid 100 of them in caves and supplied them with food and water. Now, it came to pass that, after 3 years without rain, the Lord spoke once again to Elijah.
Go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth.
Elijah left Zarephath and set off for Samaria. As he was on his way, a desperate King Ahab summoned Obadiah.
Obadiah, go through the land, to all the springs of water, and to all the valleys. Perhaps we may find grass to keep the horses and mules alive and not lose all the animals.
My lord, we have searched diligently, but the land is barren. There is no water, and the animals suffer greatly.
I know we have searched, but we must do it again. You go east, and take a delegation with you. I will go west.
As it so happened, while Obadiah was out searching, and away from the men with whom he was traveling, he encountered Elijah. Recognizing the prophet, the governor of Ahab's household fell on his face.
My lord, can it be? Elijah, is that you?
Yes, Obadiah, it is I. Go tell your lord, behold, Elijah is here.
Obadiah stood on his feet and pulled Elijah aside.
Mighty prophet, I have been faithful to the Lord since my youth. I have risked my life to protect and serve his prophets. But now you ask me to bring you to King Ahab, who seeks to kill you. What if the Spirit of the Lord carries you away, and I fail to find you? Surely, I would face the king's extreme displeasure, extreme anger. He would most certainly kill me. Do you not know how far and wide he has dispatched parties to search for you?
There is no need to fear. As surely as the Lord of hosts liveth, I will present myself to the king today.
Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him. And Ahab went to meet Elijah.
Is it you, you troubler of Israel?
I have not troubled Israel. But the truth is, you and your father's house are the troublemakers, because you have abandoned the commandments of the Lord and followed the Baals.
This again?
Ahab, gather all the people of Israel, and the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah, who eat at Jezebel's table on Mount Carmel.
What is your intention, prophet?
We shall determine who the true God is. And this is what it will take to bring rain back to the land.
Ahab left Elijah and gathered together messengers to fan out around the kingdom, summoning all the people of Israel to gather together at Mount Carmel. Jezebel was not pleased.
Why did you not have him killed? Instead, you are running around, doing his bidding, as if the Tishbite were the king, and you were his lapdog.
I know what I'm doing.
Are you sure? Be careful that this man does not humiliate you again.
And so, on the appointed day, a great multitude assembled together at Mount Carmel.
Some of you continue to call on the name of Elohim, but you still have graven images of Baal and Asherah in your homes. How long will you falter between two opinions? Today, we will determine who is the true God. Let the prophets of Baal build their altar and call upon their God, and I will do the same for the Lord God. I represent the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, the God who brought us out of Egypt and delivered us to the land of Canaan. The God who answers by fire, he is God.
Elijah proposed a challenge to determine the true God. Two altars were set up on the mountain, one for the prophets of Baal and the other for Elijah.
Let the prophets of Baal choose one bull and prepare it as an offering on their altar, but they must not set fire to it. And I will prepare the other bull on the altar of the Lord. The God who answers by fire, he is God.
The prophets of Baal eagerly accepted the challenge, and they began their rituals to invoke their deity's response.
No response. No one answered.
From morning till noon, they cried out, danced, and even cut themselves, seeking a response from Baal. But there was no answer. Elijah watched their futile efforts with a steadfast gaze.
Cry louder. Perhaps Baal is meditating, deep in thought, or busy. Or maybe he is on a journey. Maybe he has wax in his ears and he can't hear. Maybe he fell asleep. Cry louder and you might wake him up.
The prophets of Baal continued their fervent, but fruitless attempts to elicit a response from their God. After their unsuccessful efforts, it was Elijah's turn. He built a large altar and dug a trench around it. He arranged the wood and strapped the bull on the altar.
Fill four large jars with water and pour it over the offering and the wood.
Some of Ahab's servants brought water and poured it over the altar, soaking it and filling the trench.
Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, and that I am but your lowly servant. Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again.
The moment of truth had arrived. The people watched with bated breath, awaiting the divine response.
Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said,
"The Lord, He is the God! The Lord, He is the God!"
Fire from heaven flashed down and consumed the offering, the wood, the stones, and even the water in the trench.
The Lord, He is God. Who is the true God? The Lord. Who is all-powerful? The Lord, He is God.
The people fell prostrate, recognizing the power and presence of the Lord. The people joined in with Elijah's declaration, overcome by the impressive display of Elohim's power. Then Elijah turned to Ahab's soldiers, who were standing guard.
Seize the prophets of Baal. Let not one of them escape.
The false prophets were rounded up and marched down to the Kishon Valley, where they were executed. To be continued.